6:23. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Brad Dyer's here. He's brought a distinguished gentleman with him. We're not going to ask him to speak. He doesn't want to do that. And he is a veteran, so he has earned the right to speak, or he's earned the right not to speak, so we're going to honor that. But we do want to acknowledge we have an Afghanistan war veteran here in the studio, and appreciate your service. Thank you. Travis Mills? Yes. Okay. Travis, good buddy. Good buddy. Brad, good to see you.
Good to see you.
You're here early.
Yeah, actually, when I told, can I mention your name? Yeah, his name's Aaron Newton. He was an Afghanistan veteran, and really appreciate that service. Aaron's up. He's from the Oxford area, and he moved to Texas. Not sure why. Is that out by Fort Hood? Was it Fort Hood? Yeah. And he's back visiting and appreciating the cold weather and snow. And he's a man of, like I said, about 6 words an hour. I spent my last trip around America with Aaron half at the wheel. In fact, one of my favorite things was to wake up knowing that we're going 101 miles an hour for like 2 hours.
One of the things that I've learned is marshmallows like me do a lot of talking, and badasses like him don't say much.
Yeah, I heard some stories on my trip. I won't repeat them, but I thought, man, I don't know what I'd do if I was in that position. Holy cow. Like, he'd gone through some tough stuff, so... we appreciate his service, but yeah. Anyway, good morning. It's freezing outside.
Really?
Yep, well, Ray, it is.
It was freezing inside at our house. Our heat went out last night.
Oh, hey, that's awesome. I thought about bringing the bike down, but once again, it is
10 degrees.
It's landlocked in the snow. I'm not sure. I got cut short riding, so I think I would just double down on the clothes and go.
Well, I think he would probably prefer you did not come down on the bike.
Yeah, he would not have ridden on the back of that bike with me anyway, I'll tell you.
No doubt. Yeah, no, our heat went out last night. Our buddy Charlie, who does all of our heating work, he came over and he's like, you know, I think you've gotten about all the goody out of this. And I said, I know that.
Was it like 30 years old?
It's 29, actually.
Oh, yeah,
and,
it's done.
And I said, I was hoping to get to May, you know, because May money usually loosens up a little bit after
right,
the holidays and all that kind of stuff. So he's going to come over this morning and hopefully...
the firebox quote on it, like, frankly, just kill the boiler.
Frankenstein stuff.
It's the thing that heats the fuel that isn't doing it right. So it'll come on and it'll warm up and it gets really hot and then it shuts off, you know, within 5 minutes.
It's going to give you like a $14,000 bill.
No, Charlie's not like that.
I don't think that's a beautiful guy.
That's a
big
deal.
And he's
a
next door neighbor, so
oh, that's
helps.
Handy.
Yeah. So anyhow, so we were fine because we have a heated mattress pad, which, you know, is just so
right
awesome.
Up.
But our dog who has this beautiful bed of hers that is, you know, it's all sharp aligned and whatever.
Plus, she's a golden doodle, so she's already
she's got
two
hair.
Coats.
She's got lots of coats on her and all
but
that kind of stuff.
She likes to be warm.
But she made it up to the spare bedroom last night and slept on the spare bed.
Wow.
So she was a little chilly.
We don't even have heat in our room. I got this nice house.
Either.
And I when we moved in, I looked and I'm like, so where's the heat in here? And I see the wire sticking out of the wall for the thermostat. And then I look and there's two pipes sticking up out of the floor. I'm like, he never put a heater up here. So last night was one of those nights where... We had to turn, and it wasn't even the coldest night, but we had to turn on the little box heater we got in there, and usually that's good.
It was cold, there's no doubt, but I mean, I like it that way. We don't run heat in our bedroom. We have
like
it for like 4 or 5 years. But the rest of the house was a
if it gets too cold, I'll actually start sweating. It's odd because then don't ask me, man. My body heats up and then I'm sweating. It's like, wait a minute. It's like 58 degrees in here and I'm sweating.
I think I'd get that checked out if I were you.
No, I'll tell you, when I was 400 pounds, man, I'll tell you, I did some sweating and I
bet you did.
Ruined a number of mattresses doing that. And but so now when you're a lot lighter.
Is your wife okay
lighter,
with you telling these tales
yeah,
on
she
air?
Is.
Okay,
yeah,
just want to make sure.
She's probably like me, very used to it.
I will tell you, when you're bad diabetic, one of the things that you would do would be sweat like crazy, and then, you know, it your mattress will turn orange, let's just say.
Wow.
So you learn the value of the mattress cover, and yeah.
Oh, yeah. No
yeah,
doubt.
It's bad.
So yesterday, Elizabeth Warren, as I mentioned, of Massachusetts, was questioning Robert F. Kennedy. Now, keep in mind, folks, we all know he has, what do they call that? It's a spasmodic vocal cords or something. So he has difficulty speaking. He is very understandable if you allow him to speak. And I just wonder, and I do, and if you get mad at me, then listen to Matt. He's a really great guy. If a man sitting there with a beard and a dress on pretending to be a woman, I wonder if she would have treated him like she treated Bobby Kennedy. I wonder. I do wonder that. In fact, I put that on social media.
Well, no, because look at what they put into office.
That's what I'm saying.
What's the reference, though? Like you mentioned that. Was there somebody there in a dress?
Not this time, but under Joe Biden there was.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew that. I just know if during the confirmation hearings.
No. But I'm just never treated these people that way. But
sure.
She just so I want you guys to hear this if you have on headsets.
You have said you're asking me, Senator, you're asking me not to sue vaccine pharmaceutical companies.
Not. Listen to her.
Wow.
No, I am not.
Is that Elizabeth Warren?
Good God. So can you imagine being a husband waking up to that every morning? And if you're insulted as a woman, well, maybe you ought to speak out about this.
You are. That's exactly what you're doing.
No. Look.
Vaccine.
So they slowed down her voice.
Okay.
You have said you're asking me, Senator, you're asking me not to sue vaccine pharmaceutical companies.
You should see the look on her face. It is worth looking up.
Pocahontas, did she have a tomahawk?
Yeah, why is she so angry? Why isn't she there being curious and intellectual?
I still don't understand what he was, what she
so
was.
So what she wanted him to say was,
yeah,
is that as Department of Health and Human Services Secretary, would he not profit from any of the work that he's doing? Or would he also take a pledge not to take fees from any lawsuits he brings in the 4 years after he leaves office? And he's like, what you're asking me to do is not to sue Big Pharma. Of course, that's what she's asking.
Exactly.
She's taken like $5.2 million from pharma. She's a fraud. She's a fake. She's a phony. She's got no business being in the government. But that's what's replete
in
our government.
She wants to make him sound like he's definitely going to do bad stuff.
We got to go.
This year, for February, for March, the year-over-year inflation number could drop quite quickly.
The weekly update on the number of